So this morning, we took the time to witness to what it looks like as we live out our faith. Scripture tells us as we lift up our eyes to see the Lord, we will find that God is in the mountains and the valleys of Appalachia, that God is in the countryside and lakesides of New Jersey and New York, and God is in the sanctuaries and the classrooms of churches in Pleasantville, even in the heat of the summer.
Here's a family and here's a homeowner who is in a moment of joy. This is at the end of the week where the steam of God's ears has spent the whole week putting vinyl siding on her trailer home. She's surrounded by people who care about her, and they've just given her gifts to remind her that she matters to them. And even in this moment of joy, however, there was a strange moment where I realized that her face is etched with sadness from all the pain that she's experienced through the hardships of her life. In the next picture, there's another strange phenomenon going on. This is her home. It's in a lovely little hollow of the mountains in Appalachia. And yet, despite the beauty and the serenity of the trees and the greenness, in the foreground, you see the ashes of her neighbor's trailer home that burned to the ground. It's a constant reminder of the fragility of life. One of our volunteers was talking about that same homeowner that you saw in the previous picture. And she was saying to him, "My house is looking so pretty." Hard to imagine how she could say this looks pretty. And this lashes construction messes in the mud that was everywhere. Trust me, when it rains, the rainwater comes down and goes over this entire uneven piece of property, and everything turns to slick mud, making it dangerous. But this young volunteer realized that he could look at the house through her eyes. And the trailer home that she had, that was really hot in the summer, wet in the rain, and freezing cold in the winter, was being transformed into something that would be warm, safer, and lighter. And he was part of that. And furthermore, his actions and those of the other volunteers were giving her a hope and happiness that she had not previously experienced. So it's his first chance to be a mission trip. Imagine that, a teenage boy having empathy for a village woman in Appalachia.
Vacation Bible School in the second week of August. It was so much fun. The theme was shipwrecked. It was rescued by Jesus. There were over 100 kids there.
Wow, that's strong! I let him knock off!
So the question is, what is EVBS? Now, if you have taken the guess that it is a summer camp, you are wrong. I love you, but you're absolutely wrong. It is more than a summer camp. The truth is that one cannot tell you what EVBS is. We can show you the door, but to understand it, you're gonna have to walk through that door. To quote one of our campers, Haley Johnson, she said, "EVBS is the bomb." That's right. So she used, somehow being a little kid, she used 90s slang to approximate what she feels about EVBS. The bomb is a colloquialism meaning something so awesome that it sends rays of joy in an omnidirectional wave, destroying all negativity around it. I think that's a great way to try to sum it up, and I will try to sum it up in my own words. EVBS is a place where children and adults need to learn about the Bible in the funnest possible way imaginable. Through arts and crafts, games, musical lore, and the power of community, EVBS is a conduit that connects our children and our community to other Christian communities. EVBS is a place where a kid can be a kid and a human, regardless of their age, can be themselves. EVBS is a lodestar, guiding our children from the horrors of the world and a boring summer to a place of awesomeness. So I'm here to extend an invitation to anyone who hasn't done it or has done it, whether you are an adult, whether you're a child, whatever it is, please come. We're going to show you the door, and I'm inviting you to walk through. Thank you.
We like to say it's a place apart because you're totally unplugged here. So you don't even have to think about the outside world. And that really shows up when the kids come back for a second year. They don't run to jump right into the lake. They run to hug their counselors or like their friends that they met from last year. We try to cater to make sure that everybody has something, the introverts, the extroverts, the people who love going in the water, the people who hate it. There's arts and crafts, and then we sing a lot of songs, we make s'mores, we do campfires, we do shelter building.
Camp, Ecumenical Vacation Bible School, and mission trips. These are places we learn to connect the dots of the stories of faith we learn here all year long. Laboratories in which we experience what it means to treat other people the way we want to be treated. But we don't have to wait for summer to put our faith into action. Now, today, here, we connect the dots of those experiences and our journey, recognizing that we can look to God who will illuminate our lives, not just when we take journeys off the beaten path, but in the middle of our homes, our workplace, our schools. God shows us that who we are and what we do matters. God reminds us that we are not alone. We are never alone. We can try every day to let the love of God shine into our journey and remind us that we live life as people who belong to God. Thank you to all of you who shared your faith journey with us in words, in music, in pictures. May God's blessings be upon each of us all year long. In Jesus' name, amen.